Java Blend is a production of Iowa Public Radio. From the Java House in downtown Iowa City, this is a fresh fruit edition of Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer. You've just walked into the coolest and the coziest coffee house show on the prairie. Every week, we feature homegrown and nationally known artists. Our guests today have roots in bluegrass that go all the way back to the great Bill Monroe, the father of bluegrass music. Please welcome Bob and Christy Black and Banjoy. And Christy Black and Banjoy on our stage at the Java House in downtown Iowa City. It's Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer. So glad to have these folks, talented, talented musicians on our stage at the Java House and set to perform for us. It is said for an hour or so.
It is said.
Yeah. It is said. That's Bob and Christy, welcome back to you. I know you've been here before and we love having you.
Great to be back again.
Tell us, who do you have off to the side? You got on your flanks a couple of nice-looking gentlemen here.
Well, yeah, nice.
I don't see any nice-looking gentlemen. over here to my right, to your left, is a wonderful guitar player, songwriter, singer, Mr. Mark Wilson.
All right. Yeah, Mark! And Mark's got a strange-looking hat on, but we won't go into that, I don't think.
He said he was painting with that hat earlier.
He
was using it as a paintbrush.
No, no.
And then over here, we have a fellow who goes by an alias most of the time. His alias is Birch Cottonwood.
Birch Cottonwood.
Yay! However, his real name, I'm not sure if he wants me to tell you his real name, but his real name is Paul Roberts, and he plays the bass, and he's a good banjo player, too.
Banjo player.
He's a good banjo player, but I don't let him play because he might show me up.
Yeah, so. You don't want that. I'm Christy Black, and I play rhythm guitar and do a little writing and singing, and we're having a wonderful time.
All right, let's welcome them here for today's performance. And you know, I've wondered. You have this wonderful website. People can get in touch and find out where you're doing your things and about your CDs and your events. Banjoy.com.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's very clever. How'd you come up with Banjoy.com?
Bob.
We thought quite a bit about what to call our band, and my first thought was I should call it Bob Black and the Bob Black Band featuring Bob Black. But that seemed a little bit too long, so I decided to call it the Bob Black Experience, but somebody used that name before. I can't remember who, but somebody has already used that name.
Bob Black.
Bob Black, isn't it? So we finally just decided to just call ourselves Bob and Christy Black. I was going to call it Bob Black and Mrs. Bob Black, but that wasn't... That wasn't right either.
That got vetoed.
So it's Bob and Christy Black and Banjoy.
Banjoy, excellent. Well, let's go back to music with Bob and Christy Black and Banjoy on this edition of Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio 1.
I was talking to him about when I lived down in southwest Iowa, and when I was growing up on the farm, we used to have Romany gypsies, other known as Romany, come through in their wagons, their horse-drawn wagons, and my grandpa and then my dad would let them stay and camp across the road. And I just thought, I thought this happened with everyone. I thought everybody had this experience that grew up on a farm. Well, it turns out they didn't. And I was just, so years later, I was talking to Bob,
your daddy let him stay there.
So did my grandpa. So I always thought there was maybe a reason behind all that. But, you know, anyway, Bob wrote a great song.
this next tune, it's an instrumental. I named it after the place where Christy grew up. She was born on the banks of the Nottoway River. And we mean that literally. Her mother went down to the Nottoway River and gave birth to Christy on the banks of the Nottoway River.
This was all started by Mark. Mark, this is all your fault. Yes, it's going to be Nottoway Valley Breakdown. And no, she didn't have me on the banks of the river while there was a breakdown being played. But
there's, you know,
there's more.
There are other information keeps leaking out about Christy's origins.
Yeah.
Some people say that she was born in the middle of the river, and she was swallowed up by a large flathead catfish, and who swam downstream about 10 miles, regurgitated her up on the bank. Then she was picked up by a buzzard or a turkey vulture and carried off to an old abandoned hog house where she was raised. And that's why Christy will eat anything. Anyway, it was the Nottoway River, and so we call this the Nottoway Valley Breakdown.
This is a song I wrote a while ago. It's a pretty standard song. I didn't know what to name it at first. At first, I called it Astronomical Unit After Astronomical Unit. I thought, well, that doesn't sound right.
No, so that doesn't sound right.
So I said, how about Light Year After Light Year?
No.
So I went the other way. I was like, Nanometer After Nanometer. But then I finally settled on Mile After Mile. That seems to work.
Yeah.
A little bit better. Ready?
Ready.
Calling me back home again. takes me round and around, here and there, everywhere, but it never takes me home. Strong one that I can't resist when I hear. Though I am tired and so lonesome, that old call keeps on ringing in my ear. Mile after mile I still wander, takes me home. Yes, this road takes me round and around, here and there, everywhere, but it never takes me home.
I just love that one. I just love it.
The Jazz Department is back. Overnight Saturdays beginning at midnight on IPR's Studio One. Hear artists like Scott Hamilton, Clark Terry, the Modern Jazz Quartet, and Arlene McDaniel. Hear an additional 5 hours of jazz Sundays on IPR's Studio One web stream. Hear the Jazz Department beginning at 7 a.m. Sunday at iowapublicradio.org or through IPR's free smartphone app. Jazz is back. Go to iowapublicradio.org for details.
It's Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer. On our stage, Bob and Christy Black and Banjoy in name, Paul Roberts. Birch Cottonfield? No.
Birch Cottonwood.
Okay, I was close. Paul Roberts
on the stand-up bass.
Mark Wilson there on the guitar. Everybody chipping in with vocals here. We're having a great time with Bob and Christy and Banjoy. A show which has, I have to say, has its origins with me and my brothers. We were looking for something to do a couple months back.
Yeah.
We said, well, what's on at the mill? These folks were on at the mill in Iowa City. We went and had a wonderful evening. Probably drank a little too much beer.
No,
you wouldn't do that.
No, that didn't make a difference because, you know, I've got caffeine right now.
It is
just as much fun as it was then.
That's a fact.
And having a delightful time with some original music, some traditional music. Bob Black, of course, with roots in the bluegrass music of Bill Monroe. I have to have a story. Whenever I have you on, Bob, you have to yield at least one little anecdote from Bill Monroe. The 1970s, you were in Bill Monroe's band, the Bluegrass Boys. You toured the world with this band. If you were going to tell me a little story about, you've got this memoir, but one little story that would tell us all we need to know about Bill Monroe and who he is, what would you say?
It'd be hard to condense it down into one story, but I remember one time we were traveling down the highway, and actually there's several highway stories, but we were riding in the bus, and he called the bus the Bluegrass Special. But most of the time, it wasn't running very good. It was kind of in bad shape, and behind his back, we called it the Bluegrass Breakdown, which is the name of one of his tunes. But anyway, we stopped at a truck stop one time, and Bill was sleeping in the back. And so we pulled up in the truck stop, and we all went in to eat. And we came back out, got in the bus, and left. And about 50 miles down the road, a highway patrolman pulled us over. And he said, what's wrong?
Cell phones, okay.
Yeah, this was back in the 70s. He said, what's wrong? And they said, you boys left your boss back there at the truck stop. You got to go back there and get him. So he got off and went to the bathroom or something, and we didn't know it. So we had to go back and pick him up.
And was he the forgiving type?
Yeah, he didn't seem to get too mad about that.
He was just probably really glad you went back and got him.
Yeah, but I don't think I would have thought about calling the highway patrol.
You probably wouldn't have, Bob. You know? It's all right. Bless your heart.
Let's go back to music. Bob and Christy Black with Banjoy. What do you got next for us?
Well, we have a little news report for you now.
Oh, okay.
It's now it's time for the Adair County Baby Buzzard and Groundhog Report. Here for the complete lowdown is our reporter, Joe Trustworthy.
Smartweed was up 3 cents and the Canadian thistle contract remained unchanged. The USDA report boosted the burdock complex by nearly 30 cents on Thursday. Pigweed shot up 7 inches, percent, or 22.60 per ton. Ditchweed was down 1 penny from a high of $1.72 per hundredweight. February 3 stick-tight futures stuck tight at 36 cents. In the livestock sector, possum bellies gained 3.71. Grasshoppers jumped 5 feet, 5 cents, while the skunk contract stunk it up at $1.62. Groundhogs shot up 6 cents, partly because of widespread hibernation. And turkey vultures, that is to say buzzards, are in short supply due to migratory issues. Buzzard futures are expected to rise as spring approaches. And now, a word from our sponsor.
Farmers, is your soybean crop being decimated by unwanted destructive soybean cyst nematodes? Get to the root of the problem with Croca nematode. Croca nematode contains nematodacetametophyllamide. Nematodacetametophyllamide has been proven to eradicate cyst nematodes. Also includes chloroacetamide with a double dose of organoarsenical along with triazolopyrimidine and nicobenzaprine. Remember, when nematodes attack, fight back with Croca nematode containing nematodacetametophyllamide. Do not take internally.
Your love is like a soybean cyst nematode attacking at the roots of my life. It's hard to detect, even harder to resist. Your love is like a soybean cyst nematode.
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 Nick's nematodes.
Thank you, thank you.
One up, right? I have no idea what comes next, Bob.
This is a song that we did on one of our CDs that live from Studio One. I think Phil Moss, who is the sound man today, I think he was doing the sound on that one, too.
Bless his little heart.
This was back in 2008, I believe. And this is right during the Great Recession. And so I wrote this song about the Great Recession.
And
lately, we've been reviving it, and so I'd like to sing it for you now. It's called Going Busto. Well, I signed on the line for a mortgage subprime, thinking that the rate of interest would stay flat. The gusto, but then I went busto. Now I'm living in a one-room shack. Now the markets are a-turning and my stomach is a-churning and the bankers are a-squirming at their desks. They made a bunch of bad debts. Now they're trying to cover their assets and the rest of us are cleaning up the mess. Down the drain. Now my blood pressure's growing cause I got no way of knowing if my own retirement fund is toilet trained. High atop the corporate ladder, CEOs are getting fatter. They're grabbing all the money they can grab, skimming off their bonus millions from the bailout package billions, and they're letting
Sam pick up the tab. Freddie Mac and Bank of A, Lehman Brothers, Merrill Lynch, and Goldman Sachs. They're all too big to fail, they're all too big to jail, they're all too big to whoop, and that's a fact. Finance experts, one and all, never trust them with your dough. Liquidate your stocks and turn them into cash. Put it in an old fruit jar and bury it deep in your backyard. Then it'll be there when the Wall Street markets crash. Yes, it will be there when the Wall Street markets crash.
Thank you.
And actually, about that song about burying it deep in your backyard, we had a relative in Fontenelle, Iowa, who actually did that. I think it was back during the Big Depression. He went out back and he put some money in an old fruit jar and buried it in his backyard. Well, then he didn't tell anybody he did it. Then years later, the property was sold. And somebody came to my dad and said, didn't your relative own that property up there? Because I was digging in the backyard the other day and I dug up some money. And my dad said, oh, yeah, well, that must be mine. And he goes, well, no, I think it's mine. So they had fun with that for years, going on about
so
whose money
it
was.
Didn't break up the family over a few
years. Yeah, not our family. It took more than that. Now that I've been talking long, I have no idea what we're doing next. So Bob will have to tell me.
Yeah, we're going
to
play a waltz that I wrote this. When did I write this? Back in 2011.
Yep,
and,
2011.
I woke. I had been dreaming this melody, and I woke up and I found out that that huge tsunami had hit Japan, and it wiped out the city of Sendai. And so I decided, well, I should name this waltz the Sendai Waltz. And the city of Sendai has since been rebuilt, but for a while there, it was in bad shape. So anyway, we'd like to play this for you. It's called the Sendai Waltz. Thank you. We'd like to get Mr. Belch Cottonfield, I mean, Birch Cottonwood, no, Birch Cottonwood, Paul Roberts, I'll just call him by his real name, and we'd like to get him up
Paul,
here to sing.
What are you going
to
do?
Let me get over there.
Thank you, Rob. I like to sing an old spiritual, sometimes called Walking in Jerusalem. The United Methodist Hymnal has a version of it. It calls I Want to Be Ready. I first heard it from the Dillards, and then I heard the Bill Monroe version, and I based my version on our version on his.
All right.
Oh, John, oh, John, oh, what did you say?
Walking in Jerusalem just like John.
I'll meet you there on the crowning day.
Walking in Jerusalem just like John.
I want to be ready, I want to be ready. I want to be ready, Lord.
Walking in Jerusalem just like John.
I want to be ready, I want to be ready. I want to be ready, Lord.
Walking in Jerusalem just like John.
Now some come crippled and some came lame,
walking in Jerusalem just like John.
Now some came walking in Jesus' name,
walking in Jerusalem just like John.
I want to be ready, I want to be ready. I want to be ready, Lord.
Walking in Jerusalem just like John.
I want to be ready, I want to be ready. I want to be ready, Lord.
Walking in Jerusalem just like John.
Now Jesus with the cross upon his shoulder,
walking in Jerusalem just like John.
I'll meet you there on the first crossover,
walking in Jerusalem just like John.
I want to be ready, I want to be ready. I want to be ready, Lord.
Walking in Jerusalem just like John.
I want to be ready, I want to be ready. I want to be ready, Lord,
to walk in New Jerusalem just like John.
Thank you. Very good. Very good, Paul. That was fine. I'm going to let Mark introduce this one. Mark wrote this song. This next one.
This is, I was out in the Bay Area a couple years ago to visit my wife's niece, and they had a little state park there, and it talked about the people that used to live there, and talked about how back in 20,000 years ago or wherever, there were huge ice sheets on the land, and the shoreline was like 8 miles out. You can just barely see it from, it's called the Farallon Islands. You can just barely see them on a clear day from San Francisco. And so I wrote a song wondering what it would have been like for people as they saw the sea levels rise inexorably over generations. And I, they wanted us to tell something about the songs, and I told them, as far as I know, this may be the first in the subgenre of paleo grass.
Yes, we may change our band name over all this.
It's not the same paleo grass that you get from the guy in the alley out back of Gabe's.
Oh,
though.
Rats!
Just don't.
Oh,
don't.
Well, I'm confused.
Ready?
Yeah.
Starlight shines on the ocean, rising like the old one said it would. And it won't be happy till it swallows heaven, puts out the stars for good. The starlight shines on the ocean, rising like the old one said it would. And it won't be happy till it swallows heaven, puts out the stars for good. The old ones told of a time of plenty in the plains beyond the trees, but now all those places have long since sunk into the blue insatiable sea. Now all those places have long since sunk into the blue insatiable sea. Green pasture, wickedness free. Our fathers down by the water with their stone points and their bows, and their cries are echoing over the water. My brothers, where did you go? And their cries over the water. My brothers, where did you go? Green pasture, blue sea, black hearted. Must be the one who set this wickedness free. Shines on the ocean rising like the old one said it would, and it won't be happy till it swallows heaven and puts out the stars for good. Green pasture, blue sea, black hearted, must be the one who set this wickedness free.
If you miss any of your favorite weekend Studio One shows, hear them weekday afternoons at iowapublicradio.org. The Folk Tree is heard Monday at 1 p.m., Java Blend Tuesday at 1 and Friday at 3 p.m., and Backtracks Thursdays at 1 p.m. You can also hear Mountain Stage, American Roots, Thistle and Shamrock, and more on IPR's new 24-hour web stream. Download IPR's free app at Google Play or the iTunes Store.
Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer, and we have Bob and Christy Black on the stage, and Ban Joy, Mark Wilson, and Paul Roberts, all with a lot of original music this hour. Some other traditional tunes thrown in with that Ban Joy twist. Let's just say it that way. Find out more about these artists based here in Iowa at BANJOY, banjoy.com. Tell me a little bit about what you think of the, because, you know, we're in the 21st century, well into the...
Oh, we are? Oh, crud. I knew there was something I was missing. Oh,
she
man.
She still thinks we're in the 1990s.
Oh, man. You know, I was wondering why those bank statements were looking so funny.
I lose track of time, too, Christy. It's not a big deal. What do you think of the resurgence of a bluegrass, also among young people? It's crazy,
I love it.
Isn't that great?
I love it. I think it's wonderful. Well, Bob might not know that it's happening, but it is, Bob.
Yeah, I can remember the day when... record producers wouldn't put banjo on anything because they thought it would make it sound like the Beverly Hillbillies. Well, those days are finally over, and I'm glad of it.
Okay. Hallelujah. There we go. What do you got next for us?
This is a song that Christy would like to sing. She and I wrote this together. And what key is this?
B flat.
And it... A lot of people can probably identify with this song.
And it's called?
And it's called Take This Job, You'll Love It.
We have a little twist. So we did a little twist on that. Well, take this job, you love it. That's what I heard her say. But several things about it just might rub you the wrong way. In fact, that's why I'm leaving, but I'm giving
Watch out for Mr. Axeman. He's out to cut you down. Big Brother's watching over you. He's got spies all around. Always guard your conduct. Be careful what you say. Don't ever trust a living soul. And remember, have a nice day. The truth is out there somewhere, but it's nowhere around here. They'll flatter you with praises, convince you they're sincere. They'll hand you a certificate, present you with a plaque. But if you miss their potluck, they'll stab you in the back. Watch out for Mr. Axeman. He's out to cut you down. Big Brother's watching over you. He's got spies all around. Always guard your conduct. Be careful what you say. Don't ever trust a living soul. And remember, have a nice day. Because of layoffs, they up the workload more. Why fill two jobs when one can do the work of three or four? They're talking about new standards of excellence these days, but the standards they keep talking about don't seem to work both ways. So watch out for Mr. Axeman. He's out to cut you down. Everybody!
Big Brother's watching over you. He's got spies all around. Always guard your conduct. Be careful what you say. Don't ever trust a living soul. And remember, have a nice day.
I can sing that now that I've retired. Yes, you just go right ahead.
Want to get this all straight? We are the Banjoy Band. Banjoy.
B-A-N-J-O-Y.
We changed our name. For the first dozen year, we were Bland Joy. Bob loosened the brackets on his banjo like two rounds, make it a little thudier, put nylon strings on the banjo.
And then?
We sang in like two lower keys, but it didn't go anywhere. So now we tighten things back up, and we're Banjoy.
B-A-N, like a Nazi, J-O-Y.
Not to be confused with Barn Joy.
Oh, now, you know, you said that. Now you know what they're going to type in? They're going to type in
Barn Joy.
We've been known as a lot of things, but okay.
Here's one of the songs off of our Hinkletown album. We did an album of songs that we wrote about a ghost town named Hinkletown that we live close to. And this song is about, it's the Union Horse Company.
Oh, cool.
And this song is about a group of... people who got together. There was a lot of horse thievery and cattle rustling going on. This was back in the 1860s, and so they formed a group called the Union Horse Company, and one of the members was Harmon Hinkle, the founder of Hinkletown.
Oh,
and
they all want to know that. So I mean, are you writing this down? Or are you taking notes? I think he is, but I'm not sure.
But anyway, we'd like to sing this song for you, and it's about the Union Horse Company.
Way back in the days that used to be, days of outlaws, rustlers, and thieves, a group of Hinkletown vigilantes called the Union Horse Company. From Hinkletown and the township
tip of Lime Creek.
Tell them, Bob.
Tracking down bands of sandhorse thieves. With that group of Nickel Town vigilantes. All the Union Horse Company. Once rode all the way down to Missouri. Tracking down a band of renegades. Running from the law. Horse thieves one and all. Outlaws with that dang Jesse G.
Jig that we wrote back in the 80s.
Just about come to the end of the hour with our friends Bob and Christy Black and Banjoy on our stage at the Java House in downtown Iowa City. Once again, a reminder to find out more about their upcoming shows and their CDs, their music, all about them at banjoy.com. I want to thank our on-site sound engineer and technical producer Phil Moss today, editing and assistance by Mitch McAndrew, and big thanks to our players today, Mark Wilson, Paul Roberts, and of course Bob and Christy Black. Thanks so much. Anything important left unmentioned before you launch into at least a couple more? You have an annual festival you like outside of Kelowna. Mention that.
Yes, it's the
microphone, Bob.
Sorry.
Microphone, Bob.
I believe it's the weekend after
the Fourth of July
weekend. So you have the Fourth of July weekend. The weekend after that is the Kelowna Bluegrass Festival. It's two weekends.
You know what? We need to just tell people to go to banjoy.com.
Go to banjoy.com.
Yeah, it'll be on there.
There's a flyer on there on the advance page. You will see it. And it's a wonderful little festival.
All right. Very good. Anything else to get out of the way to mention? No? You've been a joy.
Yes, I've gained weight. You can't see it in Radio Land. Yes, I've gained weight, but I intend on losing it. I intend on that every year, but that's okay.
Well, I just want to know all you folks out in Radio Land. You people here can all see it, but on the radio, they won't be able to see. But there's an elephant in the room here. Nobody's mentioned it, but Bob Black is standing here wearing a leopard skin wrestling singlet. I don't know why, but he's done that.
I tried to get him not to wear it.
I didn't want you to tell that on me.
Leopard skin. We talked about his past in Bill Monroe, but not in professional wrestling.
We are.
Oh. We all been there.
Not me. And so the next one is going to be one that's not a Johnny Cash song, but it's one that I wrote, and it has to do with a young man that was going off to the Civil War, and
he was from Hinkletown.
He was from Hinkletown, Iowa. It's a true story, and his mama didn't want him to go, but she understood that he had to leave. So this is a song. It's called Patrick Monahan. Our Civil War hero, our Hinkletown son. He joined Lincoln's army in the fall of 62. He was and handsome, and his eyes were so blue. His eyes were so blue. She held her boy close as she bid him goodbye, and she prayed to the dear Lord, please don't let me cry. She stood at the gate as he walked down the lane. Then her tears flowed like the South Fork in the Hinkletown rain. That Hinkletown. Oh, nothing was left of a dear mother's son, but memories and footprints in that muddy old ground. So she placed some old barn boards on his footprints that day, and she prayed as she knelt in the Hinkletown clay. That Hinkletown clay. River Bridge.